And Matt Ryan's touchdown pass to Mohamed Sanu brings us back to the players segment on this week's edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. And ironically, the quarterback is here with us today.
He is. Played well yesterday, Matt. Appreciate you taking time with us. When you watch tape, you had a lot of expectation going into the season. What jumps out at you that bothers you the most about what happened yesterday?
Well, you know, obviously the procedural stuff in the red zone. I mean, that's huge for us, the pre-snap stuff. So those are things we can control. I think we've got to do a better job on third down. You know, third down wasn't as efficient as we need to be. You know, but there's a lot of good too. I mean, there's a lot of good that we did and some positives from there. We're just, you know, the detail wasn't exactly where it needed to be. And that's stuff that hopefully we can improve from week one to week two.
A couple things we saw yesterday, maybe an expansion of what you guys were talking about in the offseason with the offense. And one was throwing to the backs more, particularly Tevin.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he made two big plays for you in the pass game. Take me through kind of how that evolves, because I think that's something that fans saw yesterday for the first time. They're thinking, wow, okay, there's some of the offensive wrinkles or off-season wrinkles in the offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, Free had such a big year for us last year and, you know, caught a lot of passes for us out of the backfield. But Tevin's a guy, I mean, he showcased that on the one catch that he made kind of on the back shoulder, his ability to catch it with his hands and then – you know, make the spin move and transition and keep running as fast as he did. I mean, I thought that play showcased how athletic he is. So that was impressive to see. But those are some of our best players. You know, those two guys are some of our best players on this team, and we have to find ways to get them the ball in space. And you know, yesterday it was Tevin finding the ball out of the backfield, and that was a good thing for us.
Matt, how important is it? You and I had a chance to visit post-game there as we decompressed from the game, and the catch radius for guys, unfortunately, a fan doesn't get a feel of this, but there are people trying to come and get you.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of times it's different arm angles. You're trying to find a window to throw it to, as well as eating a helmet as you're letting it go. So accuracy can be the catch radius of a player.
Sure.
How important is it that a guy like Tevin Coleman has improved that catch radius?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. The margin of error is so small, and you're exactly right. Any little thing in the pocket can throw off, you know, your accuracy, whether it's just getting bumped as you're letting it go. You know, that ball might drift a little bit further right or further left than you think it will. But when guys can adjust the way that Tevin did and, you know, catch the ball, you know, whether it's behind him a foot or two or three or in front of him a foot or two or three, you know, that's huge for a quarterback. It's, you know, we have a bunch of guys. We're lucky because – you know, I think we have a bunch of guys that can adjust to the ball really well, and that's important.
I think one of the things, too, is not only the combination with you in the backs, but obviously a guy like Mohamed Sanu, we just heard the play call a moment ago on the touchdown, he's come in here and acclimated himself pretty quick to what you guys are trying to get done, it looks like.
Absolutely. You know, I think that first touchdown we had to Mohamed in the game is a good showcase of his ability in the red zone. I think one of his greatest assets is his size and his ability to climb the ladder and go up and high point those balls down there. And when you can do that, you know, Brent Grimes played it pretty well. He was in the hip and in a pretty good spot. But when you have guys that are that big and that have a catch radius that keeps going because of his long arms, it allows you to be confident as a quarterback to let that thing rip high and at the goalpost, and he made a good catch and a good job getting his feet down.
Matt Ryan, our guest here on the player segment of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show and here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What happened with the run game? I think that that was the part that I think people thought, okay, we're going to be able to run it, and Tampa, give them credit, took away the run game. Was there something procedural or technique-wise that maybe they took away?
Well, I think sometimes you got to give credit where credit's due. I thought Kaywon Alexander, I mean, he played great yesterday. Yeah. He really did. He did a nice job and made some really athletic plays and shut down a few of our runs that looked like they were going to be pretty good. So he did a good job. I mean, he really did. Beyond that, I think we've got to clean up just the details of the run game. It takes – you know, it's not just the offensive line. It takes the wide receivers. It takes the tight ends. It takes the backs. It takes me, you know, trying to carry out my fakes and hold that backside defender. I think it takes all 11 of us. And, you know, we were just a little bit off. And you can't do that, especially when you're playing a good front seven and really talented linebackers like yesterday.
Let me ask you something that was asked of me last week, and I kind of used it on the air yesterday, in that, Matt, statistically, or if you add all the numbers up, this is an older football team. Mm-hmm. Now you got to make fun of Bryant because he readily acknowledges he's 41 years old.
And Freeney screw up the age on this team pretty
correct.
Badly.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. They keep that number, average higher.
But if you add up the age, you're one of the older teams, combined age, in the NFL. But yet, some of the skill positions are younger guys.
Yeah.
In fact, you start looking at the defense, there's a lot of four-year and under guys on the defensive side. How big a jump is this going to be for those younger guys who are now playing premium roles on this football team?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, experience is key. To me, you know, it feels like a young football team.
That's right.
You know, it does, just for teams that I have been around throughout my career. And this one feels like a younger team. When you have younger guys, I think you see greater improvement week to week than maybe you would with veteran guys. I think with veteran guys, you know what you're going to get from them most of the time, you know, week in and week out. But with younger guys, you just see them starting to understand the speed, how to get themselves prepared, what they need more of, what they need less of during the week. They get a better feel for what it takes to play in this league. And I really think our young guys are going to benefit from yesterday. You know, it's I mean, it sucks when you lose. There's no getting around that. Mm-hmm. But being in the heat, being in the battle, being in a four-quarter game, you know, that's what the NFL is all about. And that's not always the case in college. You know, I think that's one of the differences when you come into the NFL is that, you know, in college you might have three games a year that are really tight down to the wire games.
Right.
Well, you better get your mind right to go play 16 of them, because that's how it shakes out in this league, week in and week out. And even have that mindset to have three more, four more in the playoffs after that. And so I think that experience from yesterday, being in a tight ball game, having to make plays, not making them in certain situations, but also making them in some situations, I think that's going to help us.
Yeah, you talk about some of the things that you didn't get done. As you mentioned, there were a number of things you did get done. Eight different guys caught a pass yesterday, mm-hmm. and five of those guys caught at least four passes. There were times last year where I'm not sure you could go through a full progression to make sure everybody was going to get distributed the football. It looked like maybe in the first week against a pretty good front seven, you might have maybe found a little bit more of a comfort zone that you can distribute the ball because you made a concerted effort to get a lot of people involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that makes us the most difficult to defend when that ball is going to wherever coverage dictates it goes. And you have to have a lot of good players to do that, and I feel like we have that on offense right now. At a lot of different positions. I think, you know, you talk about additions first at wide receiver, but, you know, I think at tight end, you know, Jacob Tammy's done a great job for us, but Austin Hooper comes out with a really good conversion on a low cross in our keeping game yesterday, and it was good to see that. That's encouraging. I think from our backs, the emergence of Tevin Coleman in the passing game yesterday is going to be a nice addition to what Devontae has already shown he can do.
It's going to be interesting to watch this unfold. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt a little bit this morning like I did after the 2010 opener at Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. where he lost in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated, close things, detailed ball game. Remember that day at Heinz Field?
Yeah, I do.
And
Troy Polamalu comes out of nowhere and makes this interception on the backside.
He was in Pittsburgh.
He was on the left side of the field and intercepted a comeback on the right side. I was like, oh, my God.
That's why he's going to get a gold coat, right? Yeah. That's why he gets a gold coat. But
thanks for bringing that up, by the way.
Well, you never forget those ones,
no,
right?
No, I understand. But does it kind of have that sense? I mean, a little loose ends to open a season. You're frustrated you lost the game, but yet you saw enough to kind of build on as you get into what is a really tough part of the schedule here right at the front. Not that all of them are tough.
Yeah, no. I mean, you never know how it's going to shake out. You know, there's sometimes where you feel like after a game, you know, we just didn't match up with them. Physically or skill or whatever. And yesterday more felt like we just didn't play the way that we can play, you know, and it's not, you know, I think we got the guys to do it. You know, I really do. I think we have a good football team. But there has to be a real sense of urgency that, you know, preseason's done. The time to, you know, screw things up is done. We've got to nail our assignments now. And hopefully that's a sense of urgency that this past week provided. But I do think we've got a good football team.
Yeah, when you look at the schedule that's ahead, I know you can only go 1 week at a time. each and every week has to have a premium spot on your thought process, and I think that's the way you guys operate anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Dan talks about it all the time, that every game that we play is, you know, a championship game. I mean, it's championship-level opportunity. And our prep has to be the same every time that we go at it. And you just have to give it, you know, everything that you have during the week, getting ready to play, and when you go out there on Sunday. And so, you know, for us, that's kind of the mindset that we have. You have to have kind of tunnel vision and, you know, erase the game plan, erase, you know, the rules that we had for this past week, and, you know, reload it and then go back and put some new ones in for this week.
How was it with Kyle upstairs and Matt LaFleur, who does a really good job in the quarterback room as you're essentially the quarterback coach, that transition, the communication? I know you're on the headset every time you come off the field, but the in-game stuff, how did that go for you?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, I thought Kyle did a good job yesterday. I mean, it's obviously different in the box, but, you know, one thing that's different this year is it's the first year that they're able to communicate, the coach to quarterback communicator from the box. Mm. And I think that gives Kyle, you know, a good perspective to be able to be up there and see, but he's also the one pumping the information into the headset. So I think that's a good fit for him. I thought the operation yesterday was really good.
Now, the time frame on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, 15 seconds, he's done.
Yeah.
So once you get into a huddle situation and you break the huddle and the clock is below 15, now all the information you're getting is something you're processing.
Yeah, for sure. And Kyle knows I don't like a lot of noise coming in the headset. You know, I want the personnel on the play call and that's it. And that's just – I operate best that way. And so, I mean, there's probably not as much coming into that headset as people think. You know, for us, basically, it's we're in this personnel, here's the play, and then it goes, you know, silent. And that's the way that I like it, because that's why you spend all this time during the week to have yourself prepared, so that when something comes in, I always like to say you want to be on autopilot out there. You know, you're not even thinking about it. You just know what you're supposed to do. And I felt that way yesterday. I felt really good out there yesterday, but we just need to clean a few things up so we can all play a little bit better.
Well, not to tell you you're getting along in this league, but it's been since your rookie year that we've been to Oakland to play.
I know it. Yeah, I was thinking about it. It was a good time we were out there last time.
Yes,
so hopefully
was.
We can recreate some of that day.
Well, try to get D. Hall to line up at corner for us. We'll be out there.
Think about that. Yeah, D. Hall, Nnamdi Asamoah was on the other side.
Yeah,
it was Mike Jenkins went off that day. That's right. Good day.
By the way, congratulations on the honor in mid-November. For two guys that watched you play a lot in college, we're thrilled for you that Boston College is going to retire your number on the 19th of November.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's you know, it's pretty cool to think, you know, that my number and jersey will be hanging up there at BC. So I can't believe I'm getting that old that, you know, I've been removed long enough from there that this can happen. But it certainly means a lot.
Yeah, when you go into Boston College, Alumni Stadium there in Chestnut Hill, Wes and I are fortunate enough to get to do a few games. When you walk in, the first two pictures that hit you in the face, Luke Kuechly, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty
cool. They're right there. They're right there. They did a great job.
They're bigger than life, by the way.
I know.
The pictures are bigger than life.
It's pretty cool. They have a pretty cool setup there where you walk in. But, yeah, they do a great job kind of demonstrating some of the guys that played well there before.
That's cool.
How much now, Matt, will you – You're a leader, I think, that people don't realize. I see you do a lot of stuff in practice. I see you doing a lot of stuff on the sidelines. How much, with a young team, is there a kick in the butt? Do you need to do that? I know Coach Quinn's kind of like that anyway, so he handles that. Are there things that you need to do in that regard?
Well, you know, I think one of the most important things, and the best teams are the ones that are led by their guys, their players. And Q does such a great job of motivating and you know, keeping things in perspective and keeping the focus on what's important. You know, but when you get the guys that do it in the locker room, that handle those things, I think it's best then. And for me, it's you got to know your guys. You got to know which guy does need a kick in the butt, or which guy, you know, might need a pat on the back and some encouragement. I think the older I've gotten, you know, the more important I have found that it is to know who you're surrounded by and know what those guys need. And because at the end of the day, you got to find the right buttons to push to get the best out of everybody. And that's different for everybody. So For me, it's about finding that right mix with the guys.
Did you feel good after you got the tape, and I've been there, that you confirmed what you saw in the game? Because that's really that only confirmation you get for yourself.
Sure.
You feel good about what you saw and not throwing shots or taking shots.
Yeah, no, I thought Kyle did a good job yesterday of, you know, dialing up some opportunities for us to get the ball down the field. Felt like I saw the field, you know, pretty well yesterday. Like any game, there's one or two, you know, you'd like to have been a little bit more accurate on a couple of third downs. I felt like I could have put the ball in a little bit better place, and that would have, you know, given us a chance to extend some of those drives. But that's part of the game, and you got to, you know, learn from it, put it away, and move on.